This is the Balanced Artist Podcast, where we help the purpose-driven creator's journey suck a little less and thrive a little more. Hosted by award-winning musician, TEDx speaker, and comedian Rory Gardner.
Who?
We chat with experts who help level up your creative career by reframing your lifestyle as a balanced artist.
Hello and welcome back to the Balanced Artist Podcast. Oprah once said, everyone says they want success, but it's not success they're after, it's significance. And I think that also rings true for artists, but significance is a certain type of success. Like, are you widely recognized amongst your peers? Are you renowned in your industry or people you respect? Does your work genuinely make an impact? I think that's a great form of success, but it doesn't necessarily put food on your table. Your work can't just be admired, it needs to be acquired in exchange for monetary compensation. It's like the difference between some indie film winning an Oscar but only grossed like $800 versus like the latest Marvel movie which would never win an Oscar but the profits could probably purchase a small country. So it really depends on your perception of these two layers of success. Would you rather be rich and famous and not respected in your industry, or would you rather live in a one-bedroom apartment not known by the general public but your work will go on to inspire others for years to come? Take the prop comic Carrot Top, for example. Some would say he is not respected amongst his peers because he uses props in his comedy. Purists would consider him like these props are like a crutch in his art form. However, he sold out shows every night at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas while these judging purists are still plugging away in comedy clubs. Early departed comedians like Greg Giraldo or Patrice are highly regarded amongst their peers as great joke writers and artists. However, neither of them came close to the commercial success that Carrot Top or ventriloquist Jeff Dunham did. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, but what side would you rather be on? Then there's this weird third one, which corresponds to the internal measures that you've established on your own. It's like self-success means you've achieved what you wanted to achieve with the body of work you've created. Personal goals don't necessarily have marketable strategy or sales goals. Here's an analogy I found on Google. It's like making a triple-decker birthday cake for your daughter's birthday, or you built a deck in your backyard with your bare hands. You wouldn't expect a royalty payment or critical reviews from these. You're not really trying to sell cakes or decks, but you enjoy the process and are satisfied with the outcome. The point I'm trying to make here is success is not one-dimensional. So in order to be truly happy with your successes, you need to determine how to measure it. So sales success means you can measure it by the amount of money you made from it. Money is great, but they say money alone doesn't necessarily bring you the satisfaction. So it's like when artists play corporate events or weddings or photographers shoot real estate photos, you're probably being paid a lot to be there, but it's not why you started the craft. It's probably not what you envisioned you'd be doing with your talents. And I believe it's impossible to experience all three at once. Like, I don't think it's possible to fully balance them all simultaneously, I guess. Sales success can block off self-success. So you're making money, but you're not creatively fulfilled. Or when you're creating things that satisfy you personally, it may not be what the mass market is buying. It's sort of like original music versus cover songs. Or when I had success with music licensing back in the day, I would create songs about products instead of emotions or premises. I ended up giving it up because it's not really why I got into it. And it made a lot of money, but it wasn't fulfilling. And I stuck around while it was easy. Like, people were coming to me, and I was just making hay while the sun shines, right? When it started turning into me seeking out new opportunities in advertising, it just really wasn't worth the reward at that time. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with chasing commercial success, but it can distract you or block you from chasing your deep personal goals. So if we can't have success at the same time, then what do we do? I think we should try to find a balance. It's not simultaneously, but you spend maybe seasons doing one thing or the other. Like actors who do one movie for commercial success and then they do an indie film for them. Or indie musicians or photographers spend all summer doing weddings, they make hay while the sun shines, and then spend the winters writing, weird songs or taking boudoir photos. That way, after 365 days have gone by, you've accomplished what you wanted to accomplish this year and also afford to live and eat indoors. Perhaps you've created something for the masses to consume, but you've also created something more niche that your community can congratulate you for. Oprah said we all want significance, and I think a little bit of all three of these will check those boxes. So discover what the best balance is for you, and then go get you some.
That's all we've got for this episode of the podcast. We have new shows every week, so remember to hit subscribe and share this episode with anyone you think could benefit from becoming a balanced artist.